Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Former Daytona 500 champion and driver of the number 3 car, Austin Dillon, joining us here on the morning shift. Good morning, Austin.
Morning. How's it going?
Good. We're doing good. You recovered from that trip out to Vegas?
Yeah, you know, a long time out there because we were at Phoenix as well. And so I got to stay out a couple days in Phoenix and drive over to Vegas. And so, a couple days in Vegas, you're ready to get home pretty fast.
Yeah.
My rule is anything past 2 is too long. So I was there about 4. So, yep, I'm ready to get home.
I've done 5 before, so yeah. I feel you.
Hey, Austin, I know Denny had some luck on the slots out there. Did you run into any found money out there in Las Vegas?
No, I ended up coming back with $400 less. I tried to learn a new game. I played Pai Gow. And Pai Gow I only play blackjack. And I tried to venture out. Didn't work out for me.
Yeah.
What is Pai Gow, Austin?
Yeah.
It's tough, man. Like, it's mostly a push game. So you're just trying to push the card and you're beating it's pretty much 5-card poker. And you play a low and a high hand inside the hand. It's not that hard, but you've got, like, side bets that you can win money on. And you're trying to push to win the side bets, and then when you win the overall bet, it's a pretty good payday.
There you go.
All right, Austin Dillon, driver of the number 3 car, and new morning shift Braves analyst here, and we'll get to the
insider.
We'll get to why you were in Vegas and what happened, and some of the stuff that happened in that race, and maybe a look ahead to Homestead. Yeah. But what do you think about the news that kind of broke? I'd say like 6-7 o'clock last night that the Braves have re-signed. Or not re-signed, but brought back Craig Kimbrell. It's going to be a minor league deal, I think worth around $2 million. But the hope is he ramps up and maybe he gets back on that the major league roster here, maybe mid-April, early May.
Man, I think it's pretty cool. I mean, I was always a Craig Kimbrell fan when he started on the Braves. The guy throws absolute gas, and if he's still got it in the tank, he's going to be someone that we'll have down the stretch that we can lean on out of the pen. So I think it's cool. It's interesting to see him back with the Braves organization, and hopefully we see a great year out of him. And I kind of chuckled on the way home when I saw it. I was like, man, that's pretty cool. And I was coming back from the simulator. We had just got done testing for Homestead and in the sim, and when I saw it, I just kind of smiled. I'm like, all right, we'll see how this works out.
Before we get to the Homestead stuff too, because I do want to get a little look ahead at that, Austin, but I don't know how much. I know you had a late night, Sunday night, getting back from the race. I'm assuming you got back really late, but I think it was Monday. Spencer Strider took the hill for the Atlanta Braves. Looked pretty incredible, seeing as how we haven't seen him pitch in almost a year. But what did you think? And I don't know if you got a chance to catch it, but he looked pretty electric too.
Yeah, I saw some highlights, 8 up, 8 down. I mean, that's impressive. Spencer's another guy that you know, he just throws gas, and he looked, in the stuff I saw, looked like he was in control, and that's good to see. You know, I mean, he always could control the game by overpowering hitters, but he's got some pretty awesome pitches that he can play off of that fastball, and from what I saw, I mean, he was just rolling.
Yeah, and then they have AJ Smith-Shawver. Austin is also, he looked pretty dominant too, which is good because you, dude, the back, how do you feel about the back end of this rotation? Because look, we got Schwellenbach, we got Strider eventually coming back, we know we got Chris Sell, and then you got kind of Ronaldo Lopez, but AJ Smith-Shawver is a guy we're going to need to really step up there.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, I think the big thing is Smith-Shawver, if he can step in that role as the last guy in that rotation, I think he'll be fine. And I think he can. I mean, he showed moments of greatness early on when he came to the bigs, and I think it's his turn to kind of step in there and do his thing. And you know, Ronaldo was awesome last year. Getting Strider back is a big bump, and then Schwellenbach was a huge surprise. I feel like late in the season last year was good to see him pitch. He might have been our top guy at the end of the year.
All right, Austin. Hanging out with Austin Dillon, driver of the number three car for Richard Childress Racing. Before we get to the Vegas race, I do want to talk a little bit about it was so funny last time we saw you. We were in the motorhome down at Atlanta Motor Speedway. We brought up the fact that you were in enemy territory. You're a Carolina Panthers fan, but you do love the Braves. I got to ask you real quick, what did you think about the Carolina Panthers through free agency? Are you a Bryce Young believer for that franchise? Do you think that next year is kind of his year to shine?
Man, I tell you what, it's been tough. When we drafted him, I'm not gonna lie, I was pulling for CJ Stroud. I thought Stroud had the bigger upside, and then after year one, I was beating my drum on that one. And what Dave Canales did with Bryce, and how, you know, the team has started to kind of build around him, and to see him overcome adversity, getting benched, coming back out on the field, and the way he handled that situation definitely turned me into a fan, and seeing the finish of last season, and he was starting to have some swagger. You know, he's throwing balls and turning around and throwing up field like the touchdown before it even happened. So like that's cool, and you love seeing that, because you know, in Carolina we had Cam Newton for so long that you couldn't get more swag than Cam. So there were some big shoes to fill from that standpoint, and I think Bryce is doing a good job, and I think what we did in free agency to the defense, man, we bolstered our defense, and I think that low-key Rico Dattle signing as our secondary running back, I think that puts us in a position to have that 1-2 punch that you see from like Detroit last year that was really effective. I mean, we got two 1,000-yard rushers on the team for 25.
So, Austin, then, care to make a prediction for the NFC South?
Don't you dare say that the Panthers are going to win either.
Yeah, easy now. Easy now.
Easy, Austin.
You know, if you talk to ChatGPT, we're still in build mode, but we're going to win like 8 games, I think, this year. So I don't know if that'll get it done in the NFC South. I think it has before, maybe 9. You never know what you're going to get from our division.
Yeah.
So, I'm not going to predict that we're going to take the division back this year, but we're going to be stronger than last year and very close to a winning record. So we'll see.
All right, Austin Dillon joining us here. I got to talk to you about Homestead. I think last time we talked, you were like, hey, you know what? I enjoy Homestead. It's fun.
I think he said it was his favorite track.
We had our iRacing League race last night, and we went to Homestead. Now, personally, one of us in this room got a top 5 finish. It was me. I'll go ahead and tell you. But, dude, that track is hard. You can't really run low. The middle line is good, but if you're in the gas too much, too early before the straightaway, you'll lose it.
He knows all these things. I think he's aware.
How do you run that place? How do you run that place with speed?
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Man, it's I will say this. I think iRacing, the model at Homestead, is a little off compared to what we have at the track.
Thank God.
Like, running on it. The walls... great at the track, obviously, but the bottom is much better than what it is in iRacing at track. If you have to get down there, you got to be patient, and if you can wrap the exit a little longer, you can gain some pace. And then there's like this slider line that's in between the middle and the top that really works. So we practice all those lines a little bit more in the simulator, and they all come into play at different times because the track is constantly cheese grating tires. Like, I mean, it's a degradation track, meaning that the tires are always falling off from the moment you hit the asphalt. So you got to be taking care of them, and you got to find lines that are easier on the tire to be able to have that long run pace.
All right, Austin, I want to ask you a question about last week's race, and I want to bring our audience up to speed if they didn't catch it. There was a situation where I think it was Christopher Bell had a loose left front tire, and he's going down pit road, and his crew chief essentially tells him to turn into a teammate's pit. He turns into Chase Briscoe's pit and gets his left front tightened. He had to go to the rear of the field, but if the tire falls off, it's a two-lap penalty. So I don't know how much of this you were aware of in real time, but I'd love to hear what your reaction was to them actually being able to pull that off and have minimal damage there.
Well, it was a heck of a move. I mean, they had discussed it prior and were able to accomplish it. They must have had a really good radio communication because it happened fast, and they were able to make a good move there to save not only a two-week penalty, but it's 2 weeks for your jackman and your changer. Yeah. And not every roster is very deep out there. You know, your top guys are in there getting it done. So when you have a penalty like that, it hurts you for weeks. And so, yeah, it's a good move. We've discussed it. We had a penalty. We had that same thing happen last year at the Roval, and we didn't accomplish that. But if it were to happen again, I think we'd be prepared for it.
Yeah, I thought it was a brilliant move. But I remember in Days of Thunder, they were specifically told by the NASCAR official another team couldn't touch a car.
Good old Days of Thunder.
But hey, real quick, about 60 seconds. Is as the PBR season started up? I know you're I think what owner and GM of that team,
Carolina Cowboys.
Yeah, man, I'm the GM, and I feel like that season never ends. We're always trying to constantly make our team better and give the guys what they need to perform and kind of prepare for the season with the business side of things, selling tickets for our event in Greensboro, September, 10th through the 12th. That's right, at the Greensboro Coliseum. If you want to come see some awesome action, there's nothing more adrenaline pumping, I promise you, than a PBR team's event. Actually, my bull made the PBR last weekend. We went 2-0 first time, and the bull's name's Yo Mama. You can see that video. It was hilarious to see Yo Mama buck two guys off, and it's really funny when you listen to the announcers. The announcers didn't know what to say.
Oh man. Boy. I love that.
I did not expect that this morning.
Nice work.
Well, Austin, we appreciate you joining us this morning.
Well, thanks, guys, and I really appreciate having me on. And I tell you what, we had a fast car in Vegas. We didn't get to talk about that much. We were driving up through the field multiple times. We had a rough day on pit road. We're going to get it together this weekend at Homestead, but I'm really excited about the speed that Kyle and I have. We just, our RCR cars were fast. We didn't get to show it. We drove from 22nd to 11th, from dead last to 11th, and about that same time frame we had issues, so... Yeah. And then a big wreck. So this weekend at Homestead, it's going to be a good weekend for us.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, best of luck to you. And thanks again for the time.
Thank you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.